So I'm supposed to be super excited about this episode based on the feedbacks I was supposed to get on my last episode. But then, guys, oh my God. Okay, so I think I had high expectations concerning it because I actually put a lot of effort into that particular episode with my girls and I wasn't really getting the vibes that came with it. But then, shout out to everyone who sent in their feedbacks. A lot of people actually, I won't say a lot, but then people sent in their feedbacks and it was quite amazing. Like, at the end of the day, the major thing about what we talked about is that the right person should be the right person to propose to you anywhere you see. It should be the right person. That is the cuckoo. And as you all know, our own opinion or our preference actually differs when it comes to things like that. So welcome to Chronicles of an Ibado Girl with Damola. If you are a new listener, drum rolls. Okay, so if you are listening to me right now, I'm super excited. My name is Damola and I am your host. I say host. You all know how we do our things. If you are new here, basically I talk about my personal life experience. I talk about friendship. I bring my friends on board. We also have the relationship segment. Then also we have a segment where we give accolades to people that deserve it. We also have the podcast takeover where we get to bring someone on the podcast and the person just does their thing for that particular episode. So that's basically how we run our things on the podcast. And last week I introduced a new segment of the podcast, which was the radio show. If you've not listened to last week's episode, it's not too late to actually go back to listen to the episode, and I'll be expecting your feedback. Okay, I will be expecting your feedback. Okay, so I actually just watched the movie not quite long and they were trying to show how people were like pulling and okay, so that's by the way, don't let me give you guys the gist. So welcome to today's episode. Like I said earlier on today's episode, we're going to be talking about it's more like a personal segment, and we're going to be talking about it's okay to start again. So how did I come about this topic? I listened to a friend's podcast like a few weeks back and it was talking about how he already lost, how he wasn't really vibed up about the whole podcasting and all that. And I could totally relate to what he was saying. I remember when I took a break from actually recording my podcast around last year, and I knew how you felt like trying to get back and all. It wasn't just easy. So I'm going to be sharing quite a number of personal experiences on this particular episode of the podcast. Basically, a lot of us actually go through this thing, but we always refuse to admit it because sometimes, maybe because of fear of failing or what people would say, or would it even yield results? So basically you're like, I'm not interested in it, it happened already. But then your favorite battle girl is here to tell you that you're gonna start that thing again. I don't know, but yeah, I'm super happy about this episode because it's something that I actually relate to on a personal note. My mom said something some days back about the story of Joseph, and like it was so deep, it just sent out me. So let me just share it briefly with you guys. So said something about how Joseph was in prison and he still went ahead to interpret the dreams of the people in prison, in spite of considering the fact that was what actually led him to prison in the first place, like his dreams to his brother and the only threatening, and found himself in prison, being sold, and all of those things. Like, if that didn't happen, he wouldn't have been in prison. I know that he happened to Potiphar's wife, but if he didn't have that history, like, it wouldn't have happened. And my mom was like that. He wasn't scared to like say, just let me keep quiet too, but no, he still opened his mouth. Gah. And he still interpreted the dream. I'm sure that if it was some people, they would just like ignore the fact that these dreams landed me in trouble. I'm not going to interpret it. But what I'm just trying to tell you from all of this story of Joseph is that Joseph started again. Oh, deep. Don't leave me. It's so deep, like if you see the connection, even my mom is sure. I'm sure that she was just walking in the spirit, she was just actually sharing the story, and I got my word from there, and I'm like, this is very, very deep. So even Joseph started again. So you, why not starting again? Someone that is in prison starting again. So you, why are you trying to give up? You really should not give up. So let me share some personal experiences with you. So recently, I think on Monday thereabout, I started my fitness journey again. And I won't say it has been easy actually, because of maybe little pains there and there, trying to wake up earlier to do some, to try and fit it into the morning routine and all. But then I just knew I had to start again, because I just had to start again. If you followed me about last year thereabout, I was very serious with my fitness journey. Like I held it with my heart, like strong thing. But then it crashed. I'm trying to cry. Okay, so he actually crashed, and I don't know, he just crashed, like, he just... Sorry, this is not a trailer. Train. Is train even big enough? I'm not sure it's train itself. Lorry. Something just jammed it and the whole thing just went down. And I realized that I tried to start again, but it wasn't working out. I tried everything to start, but it wasn't working out. But then this week, I actually took a step and I started again. And I told myself I would always celebrate my little wins. So for the fact that I'm starting again, I'm actually celebrating myself on this podcast that, yay, girl, you got this, you doing this. Oh my God. Okay. But then, like, that's one of the things that I've actually started again, and it's actually been impressive. And if you probably find yourself in such a situation, I would say that you also can do it. Like, you have what it takes inside of you, you just need to take a step. Another thing I would like to share, which is like my podcast, like I said earlier on. Okay, so I started my podcast and I stopped at a point and my listeners dropped. I'm not sure I'm over that movie yet. But then my listeners dropped. I'm gonna have sense now. Behave yourself. Okay, so my listeners actually dropped and it was very, very discouraging. I tried to like get my vibe all back, like, Damola, don't look at the listeners, bro. I was just deceiving myself because it wasn't funny, honestly. It wasn't funny. Trying to gather myself, trying to put it in my head that I'm like, you can always do this and all. But then see who's back again every Friday on another beautiful episode of the podcast. It's your favorite girl. Yes, I'm super excited about this because it's not been easy. It's not been easy. Like, you need to aspire, to transpire, to require, to manaya, to dayaya. I'm saying rubbish. Okay, but then, like, you need to actually always go back to the roots and know what actually made you start in the first place. And that's what I did, basically. Like, I was like, okay, Damola, just do this thing. Try and overlook that part. It wasn't easy, but I just knew I had to start again. So there are certain times that you just know you have to start again. And the first thing you need to always do is take a step towards it. So the last experience I'm going to be sharing is my business aspect. So you all know I'm a baker. If you don't know, go and check my page. Everybody's bites. I make some chills, some delicious, yummy donuts. Fluffy cake, some tasty chocolate cake. I'm a baker, and there are times that we actually try out new recipes and sometimes it fails. I remember the first time I tried to make banana bread. If you're on my WhatsApp status, you will know that it ended in premium tiers. I mixed it and I was feeling like, this banana bread will be on point. I say it is very fast and all. I say your favorite but don't get the not put sugar. Of all things not to put, I know that stopped there last song. I think after I didn't put sugar too, I did not put egg. Like, everybody was in my DM. I'm like, what did you now do? But then, like, I didn't realize. And I think it was the next day, thereabout, I tried it again because I knew I had the mindset that it's okay to start again, because I even put it out there and I'm like, you know, people laugh, but by the time this banana bread will pop, I will sell it. And trust me, that's like a very good bestseller because a lot of people always like it when they order for it. So if you've not bought banana bread, this is me marketing. It's my podcast and it's me that's baker. It's me that's everything. I'm doing everything in this world though. Shall I come and buy banana bread? That is the end of the story. Like, so there are times you actually try new recipes and it doesn't work out and you just put it aside for a while, but you always go back to it and try it till it comes out as perfection. Trust me, I started baking how many years ago. I won't say what I used to do then is what I still do now. Like, I always keep starting again. And also, I like to say that the same thing happens in our Christian journey. It's always okay to start again. It's always okay to gather yourself. There are certain times that you feel that you are drained. Is God going to take you back? And no, my sister, my brother, he's always there. He says he will leave 99 and come and look for you. He's got you, baby. So trust me, it's okay to start again with him. Like, it's not even like starting again. It's like, God, can we press play? That's how it basically works. So my brethren, I've come to the end of this debate that I'm starting again is... I don't even know where then. I'm actually short of words. But I just want to leave you my final words. Please and please, if you have to start again, do it. Some people here, it might be relationship. You've probably had a lot of heartbreak and you're thinking that, oh, every man is calm, every man is the same and all. Brethren, it's okay to start again. Give people another chance in your life. If it's your business, it's okay to start again. It failed 10 times. That doesn't mean it's going to fail 11 times. You already have 10 things you've learned from. So you should always learn to try again. Do not let anything stop you. Aim for it. Don't give up on that dream. If there is something that God has placed in your hands and you're scared to do, I think that this is the best time for you to start. And even if you fail at it for the first time, then you can always start again. Whatever it is that it takes to have a successful restart, trust me, girl, trust me, guy, it's inside of you. Oh, inside of me. Yahweh is inside. I don't know why I'm really playful today, but then I'm sure you've picked something from today's podcast. So do I have anybody with me that is saying that, Jamola, I'm gonna start again? Okay, guys, so it's been an amazing time with you guys on the podcast. If you have any feedback, comment on this particular episode or previous episode, my DM is open. Like, I've put all on the floor, just slide inside it. Send me a message on Instagram at KIG with Damola, Facebook Olagbadeluwa Damola, and same as them Twitter. Then also on WhatsApp, you can send me a message on 0818361 5175. Bye, guys, till next week on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibado Girl.